Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program, 800-259-9231. That's the number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you and Mark, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We're going to get back to your calls here in just a moment, but I want to bring something back around from what we were discussing last hour. We had Seth call in. He's, I believe, the membership coordinator for the Free State Project. Of course, if you listened to the show before, you know that we're members of the Free State Project.
Even once, even briefly.
Yep. We have moved to New Hampshire from our home state of Florida to make New Hampshire our new home state, because there's a movement of liberty-loving people from across the country and around the world that are all converging on the same plot of geographic location, same plot of land, and that is New Hampshire. And so head over to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. But if you're into the whole idea of the Free State Project and you want to see this concept promoted, there's this television show that's not really on television yet. It's called Freedom Watch, and it's on the Fox News Internet channel. And apparently the Fox News Internet division is populated by libertarians.
Interesting.
I don't know about the rest of Fox News, but there must be at least a handful of libertarians involved over there, because this is the most liberty-oriented TV program besides John Stossel and Penn and Teller that I've ever seen.
But libertarians that live in Washington, D.C. or New York tend to be very difficult to pry out of their worlds.
The Beltway mentality,
right,
for D.C.
You know, the idea is that, you know, we're going to use whatever methods that we're using to spread liberty, which are the same methods that have been used all along. Now, I'm not saying that I don't think Freedom Watch is the same, more of the same old. I think it's a very exciting show, and I hope it gets on Fox, regularly. And as a matter of fact, I hope Fox opens a whole new channel that's all liberty-oriented content. But it can be difficult for people like that to look at something like the Free State Project and say, "Well, this sounds like a bunch of militia guys moving up to the woods to walk around with their guns." No, no, no. That's not what it is.
So what we're trying to do here is use our whatever marginal level of influence we have in the liberty movement, which I don't know, not that much.
But nobody's calling me to ask me for favors, I can tell you that.
We've got a few listeners, and
we've got listeners.
Some of you might be interested in helping promote not only the Free State Project, but also our friend Sam, who we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks now on this show. Normally he's here on a night like tonight co-hosting with us, but he's not able to be because he's behind bars, because he had the courage to continue recording with his video camera in a court, public court lobby, when he was ordered to stop by the bailiffs who were clearly issuing unconstitutional orders. And so he's sitting in jail as a result of that. And so what happened last hour was Seth called in from the Free State Project to promote the idea of getting some of these topics on this Freedom Watch show, this TV show, this internet show that is very widely consumed. I think they claimed on a recent episode that they had 100,000 downloads for one of their shows.
Gosh.
Now, by comparison, I think Free Talk Live's getting like 5.
You get 100,000 downloads in a month.
Exactly. We get 100,000 in a month, basically. So these guys get more on one show than we do in an entire month. So it would be a really great idea to get whatever it is we're promoting onto that show. And obviously, we want to help Sam out, who's behind bars right now. And so the problem was, I was confused before about there's this voting thing that they have with Freedom Watch, where you can vote on guests that you want to have on their show. And somebody called in to say, well, we want to get Sam on there because of the right to record. And that's what Sam's all about, is, you know, the right to record, or that Sam's current issue is the right to record in allegedly public places. And when I looked for the right to record, I couldn't find it. And then you said, it's at the top of the page. This is not at the top of the page. And what it turns out is there's two different voting lists. There's one where you can vote on the guests on the show. Sam's not on that list. There's another one where you vote on the topics for the show. And so I've gone ahead and created a second link for you. If you want to vote on the topics for Freedom Watch, go to Act 2, ACT and the number 2, .freetalklive.com. If you want to vote on the guests they should have on the show, like Jason Sorens from the Free State Project, go to act.freetalklive.com. So two quick, easy links to allow you to go and participate in this poll and help push up things that you're more interested in. Hopefully that will be Sam and the right to record. And
likely, if you're listening to this show, it's quite possible that you're interested in some of the similar things.
So we're leveraging the activist movement here. So act.freetalklive.com and act 2, www.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, so hopefully that'll help get the word out about Sam even further. Let's talk to LiveWire in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, LiveWire.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind?
If I remember correctly from this past Saturday evening, one of y'all put forth a sort of challenge to have a debate on theology, and I would like to be a one-sided or a side of the theological debate that would take place. So in that regard, first of all, is it Sam who is in prison?
Sam is in jail, yes.
Yeah, we're going to say a prayer, at least I'm going to say a prayer in Jesus' name that he get a much earlier release than whatever they're telling him he's going to get it. In fact, hopefully he would get it this evening at midnight or something. But anyway, so my debate is the resurrection, which took place about 2009 years ago, and the power in it, and the beauty.
The what in
and
it?
The resurrection.
You said, and the something in it. You cut out a little bit.
Oh, the power. How powerful it is, because you know how powerful it's so powerful that people get aggravated with it and don't want to debate it or say it didn't happen, but it did happen.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. you know, I feel so bad about the argument that I think it was Monday night that I got in with with a gentleman. It wasn't an argument, really, because he would have to argue in order for it to have been an argument. It was just me attacking some young man for his religious beliefs. I felt so badly about it that, you know, I'm not gonna engage. LiveWire, I hope your religion, is good for you, and I hope it makes you peaceful.
I'll say a prayer for Sam.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231.
On most days, you can get me to engage on that topic. I mean, it's one that really sets me off. I'm bitter, no doubt.
You haven't had enough caffeine tonight, I guess, right?
I need therapy.
1-800-259-9231. When there is good news, we will do our best to bring it to you. And this isn't a news show, so you can't expect us to do anything in regards to news.
Because, we talk about news.
Right. Well, no, but it's a show about your calls. I mean, primarily, if you call in and talk about a news item, then we'll talk about that. But otherwise, yeah, it's a crapshoot as to what we end up discussing. It could be life tips. It could be news. In this case, it is a little news. And it's from Florida. Riviera Beach, SunSentinel.com reporting, drop that ordinance and your pants, if you consider it fashionable. Palm Beach County Judge Laura Johnson ruled on Wednesday the judge overturned Riviera Beach's saggy pants ordinance, which had prohibited anyone from wearing pants below the waist, exposing skin or underwear.
I don't particularly like that fashion. It bugs me.
I think it's retarded, personally. I think it was one of the most asinine, dumb-looking fashions that I've seen in a long time. And it's been around for a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been around a long time.
But for whatever reason, people like to do that. The youngsters, the kids these days, they like to wear their pants, some of them do, at least, around their ankles and or thereabouts. And apparently some of the young ladies like it.
Obviously, well, they're limited, right? They got to date. They have to date. They have to generally date men in their age bracket. Some of them will get thrown into jail if they date women too young or whatever, mm-hmm. right? So they have to date men in their age bracket, and if a certain number of those men have pants around their butts, what are they going to do, right? It's about 50-50, males and females.
Wait, the females wear the pants around their butts, too?
Oh, some of them
I've never seen that.
But no, what I'm saying is that girls are sort of limited, right? They have the problem with being a teenage girl is you have to date teenage guys, right?
Right, yeah. What are your options? The guy with the pants around his knees or, you know, the guy with the pocket protector? Actually, do kids have pocket protectors these days?
No, I think that would be that would just sort of be a badge of I'm trying to be a nerd.
What about the,
I'm pretending to be
What about the emo kids? There's them.
Yeah,
right?
they wear the girls' jeans. I really don't like that either. I'm old, right? Like, I don't like any of it.
But we're talking about the women here. What are the women? What are the women's options? We're not talking about your options, Mark.
What to wear?
No, the women's
to date.
What kind of guys can they choose to spend their time with in their age range? So what are the stereotypes of teenagers today, Mark? Are the goths still out there? Or are they kind of fading out?
Goths and emos pretty much the same thing. They are in my world. I can tell you that.
Yeah, you know, aren't the emos kind of the new goth? Basically, somebody who's in the Generation Y needs to call in and straighten us out on this. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I haven't been on a school campus in quite a long time, so I'm
in jail if you do.
Bit out of touch. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today. Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley. I don't have to tell you there's an emergency in the Heartland, but my friends at Heartland Emergency can help. With collapsing banks, endless bailouts, unresponsive government, and a teetering economy, it's only a matter of time before the next crisis strikes closer to home, your home. The food supply hangs by a thread, and store shelves can quickly empty as these next months introduce the full impact of a world in chaos. HeartlandEmergency.com can help you prepare with Mountain House freeze-dried food. Developed for NASA using real meat, these made-in-America nutritious meals are equal to anything frozen, and with a 30-year shelf life, you will be comfortably prepared. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Storable food is the most important insurance you can have. Peace of mind knowing your family is not vulnerable has no price. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Food solutions for our time? You cannot afford a surprise in the next crisis.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and the features include live streams. We've got a broadband version, a dial-up version, and even a webcam, all free for you. And all you need to do is go to listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative, privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure. You can go over there and get a free account today at privacyharbor.com.
1-800-259-9231. You dial in and talk about anything as we talk about conflict of interest. And we've pointed out before on this program how it is that when you're in the government's courts, it's inherent that there's a conflict of interest.
Everybody who's standing in that, in the one side of the bar there, except for you, is getting a paycheck from the government.
That's all true. And I'm talking exclusively here about cases in which the government is bringing charges against you without having a victim, okay? I'm not talking about where if you actually hurt somebody and they bring you to court. I'm talking about where it's the state of New Hampshire or whatever, state of blah, 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 versus you for drug possession, speeding ticket, some supposed crime that doesn't actually involve a damaged party or victim. So in those cases, it's clear there's a conflict of interest. Around here, the police prosecutor is an actual cop. So not only is he the prosecutor, but he's also a cop. And, of course, the judge works for the same company, for lack of a better term, the same bureaucracy,
corporation.
Same corporation, the state of New Hampshire. They all work for the same organization. How anybody could look at that setup and say that, well, you're going to get justice. This is the best justice system in the world. And maybe that's true, but that's not saying much. It's
right.
Like saying it's the best system of cancer in the world. And so there's conflict of interest all over the place. But from time to time, the conflict of interest just becomes so blatant, not even the mainstream media can ignore it. And in this case, Wired Magazine is reporting on the Pirate Bay case. Did you hear about this one yet, Mark? The Pirate Bay case?
Of course.
The conflict of interest part?
No.
Okay. Well, the Pirate Bay is, if you don't know, a website that is still in operation and probably will never die at this point because it's so infamous and so world-renowned. ThePirateBay.org is their webpage. And if you go there, you find torrent files. Now, torrents are, the best way to describe these would be sort of roadmaps to files that could be legal. Or maybe not.
Right. Could be anything.
Torrents inherently are not legal or illegal. Torrents are just a roadmap to any file on the internet that is being hosted by individuals all across the internet. So, as an example, Free Talk Live offers month-long, an entire month folder full of archives, the Free Talk Live archives. It's 700-something megabytes worth of archives in one torrent, okay? So you download this torrent. It's really small. The torrent itself is tiny. But the torrent tells your computer where it needs to go on the internet to receive the files in question. So that's basically how torrents work. And the Pirate Bay is a collection of torrents. So you can go there, and if there's a new movie that's out that you want to just sample before you actually purchased it.
Whether it's copyrighted or not.
You can find it on the Pirate Bay. Or music or whatever. And again, it's not all illegal stuff. You can find Free Talk Live on the Pirate Bay.
Absolutely. It's all kinds of things that people have and wish to share.
So, because some of the content on the Pirate Bay leads to files that are illegal or copyrighted or whatever, because of that, they went after the Pirate Bay. Because the Pirate Bay is the biggest website for this purpose on the internet. There are a lot of them.
They're sort of activists for this kind of thing, too. So they sort of raised a flag that said, hey, come after us.
And they did.
And they did.
And now, and they were convicted and are facing a year in jail and thousands upon thousands of dollars in fines to be paid to the Motion Picture Association and the recording industry.
Of course, they have no intention of doing that.
No, they've said that. Look, we're not paying you. Screw you. Well, now, according to Wired.com, one of the four men convicted in the Pirate Bay trial is seeking to have his guilty verdict thrown out after learning that the judge in the trial is a member of two pro-copyright groups.
Sounds like a conflict of interest.
Do I even need to read the rest of this story?
No.
Including the one group whose membership actually even includes entertainment industry representatives who argued in the case. This guy is so tied in with the entertainment industry and with its copyright pushers.
Well, that won't stop them from getting justice. Isn't it ridiculous?
It is.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
The judge in this case, Tomas Nordström, told a Swedish newspaper that his previously undisclosed entanglements with the copyright groups did not constitute a conflict of interest. The groups include the Swedish Association of Copyright, a discussion forum, Henrik Ponsen of the Swedish Anti-Piracy Bureau, Monique Vodsted, a motion picture industry lawyer, and Peter somebody from the recording industries, wherever, are members of the organizations and were largely responsible for pressing the case against the Pirate Bay before the judge that they're in the same organization with. He also sits on the board of the association, the Swedish Association for the Protection of Industrial Property. He's a board member.
How is it that this didn't get found out ahead of time?
I don't know. But and how he can look into a camera and say that there is no conflict of interest is what's even most. That's the most amazing part about this to me.
Personal justifications.
The judge's links to the groups are reported by Swedish National Radio, and so the Court of Appeals will be deciding if the district court decision should be set aside and the case revisited.
And it should.
You're damn right it should, but will it? Well, that's another question.
Always a good question.
Because if the Court of Appeals says,
oh, no, it's no big deal,
then what do you do? Oh, yeah, I guess you could take it up to the next court. Yeah. And if the next court says, no, no problems here, then what do you do?
They have plenty of times throughout history in the United States. I don't know how things are in Sweden, but I suspect they're very similar.
Right. They can do whatever they want to. And, you know, there's a chance, there's a, you know, microscopic chance that they'll actually go ahead and grant another trial. And maybe they'll actually win that next trial, or maybe they'll just go through the motions again and come out with the same verdict. So, I don't know, I'm not crossing my fingers for these guys or anything like that, but nonetheless, it's a very interesting observation about the level of corruption that you can pretty much expect the members of the government to have. You can count on it. And then if you're proven wrong, well,
wow,
that's one of those instances where you found somebody who's on the up and up, right? Somebody who is, or at least to your knowledge.
Yeah, likely you just have to dig farther. But, you know, sad.
So there you have it there. A quick update on the Pirate Bay story. And, of course, as the Pirate Bay founders have pointed out, they're not going down. They're not paying the fines, and the website isn't going anywhere. In fact, the website is even more bulletproof than it's been in the past. It's now located on servers that are across the world. So if one country were to decide to go and raid the servers where they've discovered that it's operating from their country, there are another 10 or 20 or who knows how many mirror sites out there around the world that are going to pop right in.
Are activists that, you know, that they're standing for people's right to share their stuff.
And it's a great example of decentralization. The Pirate Bay, how decentralized their organization is compared to the centralized governments, and how one website can outsmart the governments of the world. 1-800-259-9231. Decentralization works. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credits, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's Free Talk Live. It's your show. If you dial in toll free, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And is Ian here with you?
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And by the way, those features include the bulletin board system, over 400,000 posts, a lot to talk about there, serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com and do business with business support Free Talk Live.
1-800-259-9231. Let's jump into the email box. Mark, you've got something you want to share.
Yeah, we get this one probably annually or biannually. I'm not sure exactly. This is from Chris. Hi, Mark. I was laboring over my slave forms, my tax return, for the year. I remembered hearing you once say on the show that while you do file an income tax form with the IRS, you do not pay Social Security or self-employment or whatever they call it, which there's something different, and self-employment's on your income tax form and Social Security's something different. I was just wondering if you would be at liberty to explain to me, do you simply not pay, or is it the law that actually requires it? Is there a loophole, or what's the deal? I'm not sure if it's a topic you guys want to cover on the show, but if you do, would
sure.
you mind pointing me at the episode when it's up? Otherwise, I'd appreciate a little insight via email.
I have no idea what the law says about Social Security. I don't know what any laws say, really, with the exception, yeah, I've read a little bit of the Constitution.
As far as I'm concerned, knowing as little as I do about the law and then trying to research a law on the national level is probably more dangerous than not knowing at all, because my experience is when I go and look at laws that I don't have any idea what I'm looking at, and mm-hmm. I can misinterpret what I see.
Right.
So then I'll walk away thinking I know something that I don't.
Well,
because there are way, I mean, the tax code itself is, you know, like three pallets of just pages upon pages of books.
Yeah.
You can't read it. Who can consume that and know what they're talking about?
Well, and as we pointed out in the first hour of the show, if you believe you understand what the law is, then the judges will tell you something completely different, and it's their interpretation that matters, not yours. So I don't know what the law says. I'm not a lawyer. I don't think that you should take our answers as anything but the opinions of a couple talk show hosts.
And I don't think that lawyers know what the law is on that specific issue either. I don't think anybody can possibly know what the law is because there's so many. All you have to do is go on the internet and look at the laws that says you can't ride your horse backwards on Sunday,
right.
And you realize, holy crap, there's so many laws out there that they just don't know what they've got going.
So yeah, I mean, you can't go on what anybody says about the law because how are you to know if they're right or not, and what does it matter anyway? And that's really my point on this, is what it doesn't matter to me what their rules say. What matters is the ability to make my own way in life and not have to give up a percentage of the money that I earn to some federal gang or local gang or whoever.
That's
fine.
In
the case of the federal gang, it's easier than it is with the local gang to stop paying the federal gang, and so I just stopped paying. You waited until you saw some paperwork.
Well, though. That's fine for income tax, what you're saying, and
we're talking about Social Security.
Don't put people in jail for that. But when it comes to Social Security, have you ever heard of anyone going to jail for not paying Social Security?
Never.
I've certainly heard that preachers don't have to pay, but you and I saw a piece of paper that was handed to us by some guy at a Liberty function in Florida that we both knew from having meetings and seeing the guy. And it seems like
incredible.
Yeah, seemed credible enough. And I believed the document that I saw. It certainly looked like the letterhead of the local IRS agent, Social Security or whatever.
Yeah.
It was in Atlanta. And it said that, no. We finally, he had exchanged all kinds of letters, showed us all those letters, and it finally said, no, you do not have to pay Social Security. And that was from some chief wahoo there. That was enough for me to say, and you didn't see the letters, whoever's listening didn't see the letters, so if you don't feel like stopping to paying Social Security as a result of that, that's fine.
If you're taking your money.
If you work for a living, for somebody else, if you're employed by someone else, if you punch a clock, you don't have the choice anyway.
You probably can't stop, yeah.
But if you're self-employed, you're voluntarily sending them the money.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that, the Social Security Administration sends me that annual piece of paper that says how much I've paid in all along.
They send that annually? I've only gotten one of those in my whole life.
They probably don't know where you are.
When I was living in the same place?
I don't know the answer.
One.
I get mine annually.
Okay.
Okay? And it still comes up with zeros.
Mm.
And they haven't said...
Hey.
They haven't sent me any letter that said, hey, you're not paying your Social Security anymore. So as far as I can tell, Social Security is a voluntary program. If it's not voluntary, it at least doesn't seem to have any punishments for people not paying. I'm certainly looking for that story, and I've never found it.
They've got my 10 grand, and that's enough.
Yep. I paid in for 10 years. Believe it or not, I have enough now that I will get some kind of, enough to buy a fruit cup or something every month. From the Social Security Administration.
With the hyperinflation fruit cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's the story on...
So the answer is it's doable. The answer is that we've now been... I don't remember the last time I paid Social Security. It must have been back when I was working for somebody on a corporate kind of paycheck level. Must have been 6 years at least that I haven't been paying. Perhaps longer than that. And no problems. No problems whatsoever. So I highly recommend it. 1-800-259-9231. Other emails. Here's one from Christopher. He says, I was having a discussion with one of the other members on a forum today, and a topic of slander came up. Now, I consider slander, says Chris, I consider slander to be in violation of the non-aggression principle. Now, Mark, what's the non-aggression principle?
That you will not use physical, you will not use force either yourself or through an agent to achieve personal or political goals.
You will not initiate force on others. You will not aggress against your neighbors. And he says that he believes slander is a violation of the non-aggression principle, but the guy in the forum does not. Slander, he says, is a violation of the NAP because as it is a lie made in order to damage someone's reputation and as such should be considered a form of fraud. Fraud is generally considered to be a substitute of force and is such, or as such, is forbidden. I'd like to hear what you think.
I'm going to take his side in this one, and I know you're going to take the other. there is an interesting essay by Walter Block in his book. I believe it's Defending the Undefendable. Mm-hmm. Talking about slander and libel, and I agree when I read it, but I am of the opinion that slander is fraud, and therefore it's force.
I thought fraud involved...
It should be only civilly, enactable. The problem is that you have to be able to quantify what the damages are, right?
I thought fraud involved essentially purporting something to be one thing and it actually being the other for the purposes of essentially profit. Isn't that typically what fraud involves? To where you're, offering to sell somebody some beef... But it's expired, and you don't tell them it's expired.
It's actually horse or something, yeah.
Yeah, so you don't tell them the truth about it, and so therefore you have, they asked you, what is this? And you said, well, it's blah, 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 and you lied to them. Well, then you're engaging in fraud, and there are some damages because financial resources were lost in that particular moment. But if I get on the air and I say, you're a fag, Mark, and it's not true... That is slander, and it's actually it could be libel because we're recording this right now.
But
because it hurts your feelings and somebody might believe what I say,
right.
Sticks and stones,
that's,
my friend.
That's something different. I don't think that's entirely slanderous. Now, saying that I'm a fag is just insulting. All right? Now, there's a difference between...
Okay, well, how about I say I saw you engaging in a sex act? With another man.
Okay, then that would be, I suppose that would be slanderous. To me, what that says, it's value judgment by somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Some people would find that not to be, no problem at all. So other people would find it to be abhorrent. Whereas if you were to say that I stole money from someone, but I know, Mark, you stole that $100 from me. Now you're getting in, everybody thinks stealing is bad.
But
even thieves think stealing is bad, as long as it's not them doing it.
But if you've got a homeless man on the side of the road who's screaming out about how he saw you steal some money from someone, nobody's going to take the homeless man seriously.
That much is true.
Versus if you're on a radio show saying something bad about somebody. We'll come back and dig into slander here in a bit and take your calls about anything. Free Talk Live.
These are challenging times. Inflation, job security, political and financial uncertainty affect us all. Now more than ever, it's important to review your life insurance needs should something happen to you. Experts agree. Most families should have life insurance protection of 10 times their income. The great news is, life insurance rates have never been this low. When you call Termco, Gil Edwards will tell you how affordable term life insurance can be. Gil specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium plans, which return your entire premium back to you after 20 or 30 years, tax-free, guaranteed. Your family's protected either way. Get the best coverage with Termco at the lowest possible rate. Call Termco for a free no-obligation quote. Call 800-493-7712. 800-493-7712. That's 800-493-7712.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
I'm Ed Hanway with Cigna. We're a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Cigna. We're all parents, aunts, uncles, and grandparents. We care about our babies and we care about all babies. When a baby has to fight for his life, we all need to help. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 15 years, and we'll continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Joe Wood with Famous Footwear. We're a proud national sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Famous Footwear. We're all parents, aunts, uncles, and grandparents. We care about our babies, and we care about all babies. When a baby has to fight for his life, we all need to help. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 6 years, and will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you. So enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote the show at promote.freetalklive.com. All kinds of different things are listed there that you can do to help get this show into more ears and help expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to promote.freetalklive.com, see the list for yourself, and pick one or two or five. Promote.freetalklive.com. Talking about slander. And the question is from an email where the emailer is asking, okay, is slander a violation of the non-aggression principle? Is it aggressive to say, or whether it's aggressive or not, does it deserve restitution when somebody says something mean about you that may not be true? That's what slander is, yeah. Right? It's when someone says something mean and it hurts your feelings and it's not true. And the you could take it to court and usually get a judgment if you're lucky.
Well, yeah, actually, slander and libel laws are extraordinarily difficult to prosecute.
More difficult against public personalities than
even
regular people.
Even against regular people, it's just not easy, man. I had dead to rights some guy saying that I committed a particular felony. I brought it to two different attorneys, and both of them said, I'm not going to take your money on this one, man.
Wow.
Now you understand?
Well, good. I'm glad.
You getting the picture?
I'm glad to hear that it's difficult to make happen even in today's society, because I think that if somebody says something about you and it's not true, then you should just do whatever you can to correct that misunderstanding. But I don't think you deserve to get anything because your feelings got hurt by what somebody said about you.
Well, I don't think that it's necessarily your feelings. The idea is that your personal reputation is of value. People do business with me. As the director of sales for Free Talk Live, in part because they trust what I say to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then if for some reason or another, and it's not usually somebody who's beneath you in social status making a claim like that, some bum saying, he's a thief.
Yeah.
That's not the problem.
Someone who's threatened by you.
Right. Well, when it's your peer, usually they have a similar amount of power and influence as you do. It can be damaging, no doubt. But when it's somebody who, in some way or another, is somehow superior to you, calling you a thief or, saying something bad about you, that it can really be damaging for a person. It can make it very difficult for them.
But that's only because people would be gullible enough to believe what that other person said.
That
right?
person would be is superior for some reason. Are you saying that good men don't make mistakes, Ian?
Sure they do.
Absolutely.
Who hasn't?
Can that good man make a mistake by besmirching my name? Because he probably honestly believes I stole his cow or whatever it is
maybe.
That the accusation is. But his accusation of me, somebody who's beneath him, his inferior, as it were, is going to be very damaging to my career. Could be very damaging to my career.
Well, I think people need to start taking things a little less seriously when other people say
I think people need
them.
To be held responsible for the crap they say, and they need to be able to back it up with truth and facts.
So you are against freedom of speech.
Don't you think? Absolutely. You can say whatever the hell you want, but if you cause damage with the things you say, then you need to be able to person right.
Words don't cause damage. You're saying here, Mark, is that because some people believe everything they hear, that therefore you're owed some sort of restitution because someone said something mean about you. Oh, that's lame.
Look, let's look at this from some kind of real world situation here, or something that that can be made up. For instance, if somebody's looking at my property, they're getting ready to make make an offer on that property. The next door neighbor comes out, and this happened when my mother was looking at a piece of property. The next door neighbor came out and said they don't allow dogs in this area. And we look around, there are dogs everywhere. But the guy said it, right?
Okay.
So what if he comes out, he doesn't want that guy for whatever reason, a black person's looking at my property. And he says, hey, there was a chemical spill here in this area and this property, Superfund, da, 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 da. And it causes that person, for whatever reason, to just look at the next house.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying that that isn't some kind of damage?
Well, it's their choice, though, Mark. They chose to believe that person. They chose to believe that person and not go to you and say, hey, so-and-so just told me this. Is that true?
Well,
because somebody sloppy, that means all of a sudden you deserve damages?
Well, it doesn't. You see, in that situation, there's one person who has a clear ability to benefit by telling a lie, and that would be the property owner. Whereas the person next door doesn't have a clear reason to lie. They didn't look like a bigot. Do you see the problem there, Ian? The fact is, words are damaging. You can say something that costs people money, and people who are buying and people
only
who are selling...
Only if they believe them.
Buyers have a tendency to be very skittish. If a person is making a commitment of 30 or 40 years on a mortgage, and they can be scared off by a few words if they, it's all I have to do is put a couple grand down and I can have an apartment, or I'm signing a piece of paper for $250,000 to move in here. Yeah, I'm going to think about this very seriously. And when somebody gives me a piece of bad news like that, I'm going to look at that. But, that people are being shown several houses in a day. The fact is, it's damaging, Ian.
Well, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. So says the saying of children who are so much wiser than their elders. This from Ken Schooland over at libertarian.to. But as young people grow up, they learn that there are laws at their command that can be used to bring sticks and stones down upon people who say bad things about them. To most grown-ups, a reputation is generally thought to be a piece of property, something they own. You have a reputation, and I have a reputation. But is a reputation really personal property, or is it merely the thoughts that others have about us? If it's merely the thoughts that others have, then how can we have a property claim on what those others think? Laws that presume to protect reputations are libel and slander laws, and in order to understand the nature of these laws, it's helpful to realize that they're rooted in an era when kings and nobles used the state apparatus to punish people who said things that were unflattering about them. From time to time, kings and nobles have drawn upon great power to prosecute some poor souls who dared to call them murderers and thieves instead of God's chosen elite who are destined to rule by divine right and heredity. Now, just as common were provisions of law that gave rulers sovereign immunity from anything that they would say about the reputation of the peasants. As a vestige of this immunity, government...
I don't think that anybody is disputing that those in the government and those in power often pass laws to protect themselves that they're the positions are unfair. I have no doubt of that.
And government officials in many lands today are indeed shielded from libel and slander laws when discharging their official duties. Now, is the purpose of libel law really to assure citizens of the truth of public statements? If the establishment of truth was really the purpose of such laws, then it would be logical that some injured party should be able to sue whether a false statement either damaged or enhanced a reputation unjustly. It's commonly accepted that the reputation of a hero is damaged if someone calls him or her a thief. But certainly the public is harmed just as much, if not more so, when a thief is called a hero, which of course happens a lot. Government people are typically called heroes when effectively they're just glorified thieves. But suing for false praise is usually not allowed, and indeed, false praise seems essential to contemporary politics.
Absolutely true.
So which reputations are protected by the law? Well, naturally, the law has been the handmaiden of those with the wealth necessary to engage the legal system most effectively.
Absolutely. All men are created equal, but some are more equal than others, and the fact is that the legal system is set up by wealthy people for wealthy people.
Wealth figures into the calculation of what a reputation is worth and simultaneously how much damage has been sustained. Presumably everyone has a reputation, but it is of no great legal value unless one can show that libelous remarks have caused great measurable diminution to income and wealth. Also, the more mental anguish someone suffers, the more they might seek in damages. Stalwart individuals with great confidence and self-esteem who don't care what others think of them have little to gain in the courts. Instead, it's the frail and insecure personalities known on the playground as crybabies who will be able to claim the most in emotional damage.
Emotional damage, I think there's a stretch
on that.
That's
where it comes from, right? You feel bad because of what somebody said about you.
I feel bad because the buyer of my house walked away because my neighbor lied to him and told him it was a toxic waste dump.
I understand that, Mark, and I feel bad for you, but people need to start not trusting it, what it is that people say to them, and actually questioning it.
That guy diminished the value of my property by driving away a buyer. Should I not be able to diminish the value of his property in some way?
If you feel like retaliation is the appropriate way to solve your problems,
I'm asking you what's legitimate, what you consider right.
I consider working things out with people and communicating the best way to get things done.
I agree. Yeah. So when somebody lies about your property and then refuses to give you some kind of damages for the damage that they caused.
How much damage did they cause, Mark?
They drove away a buyer. That buyer.
So, how do you calculate that?
I can tell you. I had recently in Sarasota, Florida, I had a situation with 3 months. 3 months that I had my property that I was headed up for sale. Prior to that, I had a lease for $1,500 a month. Then after that, I could only get $1,000 because property values are going down so much there. So,
they're saying
a few short months, there's some damages.
All right, well, we're out of time. You're welcome to comment on this tomorrow night. And in the meantime, join us online at freetalklive.com.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.